It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. With 10 people dead in a gunman's attack on a grocery store in Boulder yesterday, people gathered Monday night to seek community in a prayer vigil. St. Eden's Episcopal Church in Boulder hosted people from across the country online. Pastor Zach Parris took part.
The news of this day has ripped our hearts and torn our souls. We are walking through the valley of the shadow of death.
Public vigils for the shooting victims are likely to be planned in the coming days, and we expect to know more about what happened and the suspected shooter through the day. One man injured was arrested Monday. The shooting in Boulder is being felt by Colorado grocery store workers. Here's CPR's Megan Verlee.
The head of the union representing King Soopers workers says this shooting will add more trauma for employees who have already been through what she called a horrible year. Kim Cordova is president of the United Food and Commercial Workers local branch.
They've really been the unsung hero, you know, throughout COVID, coming to work to take care of their community, and then now having to deal with this violence at their workplace.
Cordova says customers have been more aggressive during the pandemic, and the union has been pushing for more armed security in grocery stores. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Billions of dollars in federal money is coming to the state from the American Rescue Plan. CPR's Ben Berkland reports Colorado leaders want to hear from the public for ideas on how to spend it.
Governor Jared Polis and lawmakers from both parties say they want to hear from a broad, diverse range of Coloradans.
We don't want to prejudge anything. We want to hear people's ideas.
Republican Senate Minority Leader Chris Hulbert said he welcomed the idea of thinking strategically and involving the public.
This is an exciting opportunity to expand that discussion beyond just legislators and the governor.
Both Republican and Democratic lawmakers have listed infrastructure and education as top priorities. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado is getting ready to spend around $30 million on aircraft to fight wildfires. The money will pay for a military-level helicopter retrofitted for firefighting and to lease another one for the upcoming fire season. The state has also set aside $14 million for programs to thin trees and otherwise reduce fire risks and to cover watershed restoration after fires. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.